Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, that looks okay. Hi guys, on today's show, I want to talk to you about putting in the work. You hear that phrase a lot, and I think in this instance, what we're saying is, you know, specific to us, is how can you do your part in potentially repairing your estranged relationship? So first, what I'd like to ask you is, how do you think you can help repair that estranged relationship? Do you have the ability to change them? No, I think we know, we all know that's no. They're not kids anymore. We could barely change them when they were kids. Certainly is nothing that we can do now. I know in my case, once they were in the teenage years, that was kind of out of the question. So no, there's really nothing you can do to change them. They're the only ones that can do that. And that's only if they want to. And as we know, some of them don't want to. They just don't. The more important question is, can you change you? That is an absolute yes. You can do that. Matter of fact, you're the only one that can change you. They can't change you. Your spouse, your other children, your parents, nobody, even a professional, none of them can change you. You have to be the one to be able to do that. You know, and even if you don't know what needs to be changed, you are the only one that can figure that out and make those changes. So that's real, real important to remember, I think, that distinction. Because some of us get lost in making changes or saying that they have to change and I have to help them or vice versa. And that's just not really reality. It's not really something that you can do. You know, and when it comes to the relationship, it's kind of the same thing. Can you fix that relationship yourself? No. It's like any other relationship. There's give and take in that relationship. There's in a marriage or in friendships even, or anything. It can't be all one-sided. You can't do everything. So when there's a problem, you can't be the one, the only one to fix it. There has to be some give and take. You can contribute to some of the changes that need to happen, but that's in changing yourself and changing the way you are handling things, the way your outlook, more than changing the relationship. Back to the kids. Can you make them listen? Again, I haven't been able to make my kids listen since they were teenagers. I could barely do it then. So once they started forming their own opinions and really forming their personalities, that was difficult at that point. So no, of course you can't. The other thing is, do you have the ability to make these changes in yourself on your own? Meaning not necessarily needing to go for professional help. Possibly. And you could certainly entertain that. I know many people that have. Many people that I've talked to, they did not see the need to go and get professional help. And if you can do that, great. There are many professionals out there. Some of them know of estrangement or are very familiar with it. And some of them don't, with the exception of like textbook knowledge. And there's so many nuances to estrangement that I don't know they would be a good fit. But that's completely, obviously, up to you. If you can, or I should say, if you need to seek out a professional, and it's somebody that you feel good about and that you either have recommendations on or you feel like you can trust them or whatever, then by all means, absolutely. You know, I want to take a minute before I continue to please remind you guys to, and I don't do this often enough, but please like, share, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. It really, really does help. I've seen a tremendous increase when I get people commenting and people liking the different videos and that kind of thing. I see the reach go further. And that's the whole point. I want to get to as many people as I can this message from a parent's point of view and from some of you guys being on here. So I want to make sure that gets out to as many people as possible. So on YouTube, please like, share, and subscribe. Make sure you click that notification bell. That way you'll get notified when I put new content out. And for the podcast, just make sure that you're following me on whatever podcasting site you listen to. You should find me there. Like I said, the goal is to get it out there, to get to more people, and try to get some healing to some of the families out there as quickly as possible. So I thank you. Appreciate it. So to continue, what if your kids come to you and they say, hey, you this or that, and you think about it, or maybe you don't have to think about it. Maybe they make some valid points. They say it in such a way that it makes sense, and you realize, oh, maybe I really did do this or that. You know, you have a few choices at that point. Some of us, myself included, might just be too prideful and just
save big on brunch for mom all in the Kroger app. Get 16 ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon, then buy two get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, I didn't do that. You know, even though back in your head you might remember or you might think, oh, that might be something I would do. So at that point, just because they're your kids, do you just ignore it? Do you take what they say 100% and say, oh my gosh, they said this, it must be completely accurate, and work on it that way? I don't know. I mean, there's all kinds of perception. They could perceive something a certain way that it may or may not be. So not that they would necessarily make things up, but they may see things differently. So I don't know. The other thing is you have the option to listen and do some real reflecting on what they're telling you. I know we don't all get that. I know they don't all tell us, but if they do, to listen for a moment instead of instantly reacting, listen for a moment to what they're saying. Could that make sense? Go over this in your head. Could that make sense? Could that be something that's going on? Hear them. And then be willing to make some changes. You know, like I said, there's a few choices you have to make, and you have to be at the right place at the right time in the right headspace in order to make those changes, if need be. Now, what if you find things that indeed do need to be worked on for you, and you do make some changes, you work on you, and then you come around and they haven't made any changes? Because likelihood is you both need to work on something. So I say both. There could be more involved than just two, obviously, but just for simplicity's sake. So there could be something you need to work on and something they need to work on. What if one of you works on it and the other one doesn't? I mean, it could still be okay, but like I said, likelihood is you both need to work on your stuff. I was just talking to somebody today about that, and you know, their child had certain issues, they had certain issues, they worked on their stuff separately, and then when they were ready to come together, it was a much stronger bond, a much stronger, I guess, reconciliation, because they both worked on their own individual stuff, which they both recognized they needed to do. So if you both put in that effort, then more likelihood is you'll be able to have some reconciliation. It's not always going to happen. But again, it goes to the back to you can't control what they are or are not doing. You just have to worry about what you're doing for you. And then hopefully that'll build on, you know, being able to reconcile at some point. Again, though, not focusing on the outcome. If you recognize something in you that needs to be corrected, something that they pointed out, or something you just realized that they may not even have verbalized, then you need to, you know, work on you. And then, like I said, if you both work on something and there's still no reconciliation, then what? I mean, you just can't force it. Clearly, if you have worked on something that you needed to do, then that's great. Independent of them. So, if you put in some, work, but it's so, for the sole purpose of them coming back to you, and it's not real work, is that going to last? And same goes for them. I don't know. It might. It might not. I believe too that, like I've already said, you have to let go of that outcome in hopes that things will be, you know, fixed. Now, that is difficult. That is one of the hardest things in any lesson of anything that I've ever heard or talked about or anything, is letting go of that outcome, what you think should be the outcome. Because in this context, you might work on this and you might be good with you. And it may end up have nothing to do with whether or not there will be reconciliation. So whatever you're trying to work on, whether it's the estrangement or if you have a certain issue, obviously there's some things that are tied to certain things maybe that have gone on your family in the past or whatever, but I think that when you attempt to let go of the outcome and just work in the moment, work on you in the moment, that will go a bit longer way than trying to force whatever the outcome might be. I hope that makes sense. I feel like I ramble a little bit, but I do hope that makes sense. And I hope that it helps you. It's just a thought that I had, you know, working today, and wanted to share that with you guys. So again, if you want to reach out to me, feel free to email me, either just for comments, or if you would like to participate in any way, feel free to reach out to me. My email address is beyondthepainpodcast@gmail.com. Again, like, share, and subscribe on YouTube. Follow me on your favorite podcasting site. And please try to remember to live beyond your pain. Thanks. Have a good one.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.